This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Bava Metzia, Tape Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion, something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
Tape is dedicated in memory of Reb Moshe Pinchos ben Reb Shlomo HaKohen, God Dina, Zichroni Livrocha. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Whereas Masechta Bava Kama deals with theft and damages, Masechta Bava Metzia deals with other transactions between people, including lost objects, shmira, buying, selling, borrowing, and lending. The first two prakim deal with the finding of lost objects. Now let's begin with Masechta Bava Metzia from the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Shnayim oichzin betalis. Two people come to Beis Din, both holding the same talis. Rashi points out that one of the basic halachas in Dinei Mamonos is hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. If someone wants to take something away from the muchzak, from someone who is now holding the money or holding some other object, he must bring a clear proof that it actually belongs to him. So if only Reuven was holding the talis, but Shimon said it's his, we would say hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, and Shimon would have to bring a proof. But here they're both holding it, and both say that they found it first. Reuven said, it's all mine, and Shimon said, it's all mine. So both are equal muchzakim. We make each of them swear that each doesn't own less than half. They then sell it and split the proceeds in half, yachleiku. If Reuven says, it's all mine, and Shimon says, half is mine, the one who says, it's all mine, swears that he owns no less than 3/4, and the other swears he owns no less than 1/4, and they split it 3/4, 1/4. Because really they're only arguing over the second half. So on the first half, he gets the whole half. The other half is split yachleku halfway, so one ends up with 3/4 and one ends up with 1/4. Taisvis asks, why don't we give Shimon a full half with Amigu? He could have said, it's all mine, and then he would have gotten half. Taisvis answers, since they're both holding on to it, it becomes Amigu lahaitzi. He wants to take away money from the other, i.e. he wants to take the 1/4 from the other. Migu only works to retain money. If they were both riding on an animal, and both said they found it, then the halacha is yachloiku, they split it in half. In a situation that both agree they own half, so then nothing is needed, because haidos baldin kemei edim dami, everybody agrees, and there's nothing to clarify. Or, if edim say each one of them has half, again, you have edim, and everything is clear, and you don't need anything more than that. They split it without a shvua. Taisvis asks in the Gemara in Baba Basra, where two people are holding onto a boat, and we don't split it, but we say, kol di olam gavar. They fight it out on their own, and whoever wins, wins. From here we see that our halacha here of Yachleiku only applies to cases of Shnayim Oichzin, but not necessarily to other cases. And the Gemara says, from the pasuk of Achicha, we learn that the mitzvah of Hashava Saveda only applies to an object that belongs to a Jew, not to a guy. The Mishnah adds the words kula shali to tell us that just finding it is not enough to create a kinyan. One must actually pick it up and hold it in order to bring it into his rishus. The resha of our Mishnah is discussing a metzia, and the seifa is referring to mekach umemkar, and both are chidushim. Our Mishnah is not like Ben Anas, who says that you don't make two people swear if you know one will end up making a false shvua, a shvua shav. And the Mishnah is probably not like Sumchas, who holds mamon hamutal besafik chalkin, money which is standing and we're not sure who it belongs to, we split it without a shvua, chalkin b'lei shvua, versus the rabbanan who hold hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. Mara answers, Sumchas said this if both have a doubtful claim, but if both have a definite claim, then you do make a shvua. Daf Gimel. Me'ikar hadin, in a case of shnayim oichzin, you don't need a shvua. But they were misaken a shvua midrabanan in order to discourage people from grabbing the talis of their friend and say it belongs to them. Shelo yehei kol echad v'echad hoylech v'taykef v'talisei shel chavere. If a balabayis told a grocer to pay money to the workers, this is the case of chenveni al pinkasei, the workers claim they never received the money, the grocer claims that he gave them the money, So the workers and the grocer both swear, and then they take money away from the Balabais. Reb Chiya said, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon denies it completely. But Adam say, Shimon owes $50. So Shimon pays $50, and he also must make a shvua that he doesn't owe the other $50. When Shnayim Echzin Betalos, we say, Anan Sahadi, we're witnesses that each owns half, because from the moment each is a muchzak. The Gemara asks, why do we say a Maida Mimiktsas by a Chayiv has to swear, and we don't require a shvua by Kaifer Bakal? We only say you have to make a shvua if a person denies half, but if a person denies everything, then he doesn't have to make a shvua. Where it answers, Chazaka ein adam meis panav bifnei bal chayva. No one would outright lie completely to the face of someone who loaned him money. If two edim say to someone, you ate chelev b'shaygig, so therefore you must bring a carbon asham, and he denies it. Rameir says he's chayav in a carbon, since we have a kal v'chaymer. If two edim can be mechayav him for misa, so for sure, two edim can be mechayav him in a carbon. But the chachamim say he's potter, since why should he lie? Therefore, we believe him, and he's putter from a carbon. Daf Dalet. Reuven claimed Shimon owes him $100. And Shimon says, I only owe you $50. And Halach, here it is. So Shimon is chayev to make a shvua, even though he says Halach, since this is considered like a meida b'miktsas. Rav Sheisha says, if someone says Halach, he's putter from a shvua, since the $50 he says Halach to is here. And he gives back the $50, which is outside the bounds of the entire, because he's meida. Now we're left with the other $50 alone. On this, he's like a kofer bakol. So midaraisa, he's pater from a shvua. And in the Mishnah, you're chayev to make a shvua, since this is a takanas chachamim. If Reuven claimed from his friends Kalim and Karka, if Shimon was maida on the land or the dishes, he's pater mishvua. And if he's maida on the karka, on mixes karka, he's also pater from a shvua. This is because you never swear on karka. But if he's maida on mixes Kalim, then he's chayev a shvua on the land, because of Zeikikin. Once you become Chayav for Kalim, i.e. the Metaltalin, that's Garim Eshvua on the land as well. Daf Hei. Even though you could say all Karka is like Halach, since it's here and it's set, so it should be Pater from Shvua automatically, and you shouldn't need a special Pasuk to Pater up Karka, we still need a Pasuk for a case that a person changed the topography of the Karka by digging holes or caves. In that case, I would think you can't say Halach, because it's been changed, Kamash Milan, you're still pater from a shvua, because karka is always pater from a shvua. When it comes to shvua made by one of the shaymer, shaymer chinam, shayel, neis yisachar, seicher, etc., it's only if he was ma'idah b'miktsas, not if he was kaifer bakal. This we learn from the pasuk of kihu zeh. According to Reb Nachman, even though there's no shvua daraisa by a kaifer bakal, but midrabanan we force him to make a shvuas heses. A stam shepherd has a chazaka of being a gazlan, since his sheep graze in other people's fields. Aye, so how can you give him anything to watch? He'll steal from it. Lifne iver lo yisitein michshol. My answer is chazaka ein adam chayta v'loy loy. A person wouldn't steal if he gains nothing from it. So here the shepherd wouldn't steal if the animals aren't his. If someone denies that he owes money, he's kasher le'edus anyway, since we assume he'll eventually pay back. It's just now he's stalling for time. Ishtamute kom ishtamet. But if someone denies he has a pikadon, then he's pasul eidus. People think that the isser of leisachmoid, jealousy, is only if one steals from his friend. But if he just covets his friend's property, he isn't iver. Kamashmalan, he is iver. Dafav. Rabbi Yechanan says, even when we're chayshish that someone is a gazlin, we can still believe his shvua, and we don't say, migu de chashid al mamayne, chashid nami al shvuase. A person doesn't want to make a false shvua, therefore, we're not chayshish that he would swear falsely. The Gemara says normally to transfer something to someone else, you need a maisa kinyan. When it comes to making something hektish, however, amira is enough. You don't actually need a kinyan, because we say amirase legevaya kemisirase lehedyut. Saying something to shamayim, i.e., to giving it to hektish, is equal to giving over something to a hedyut. Two people said a particular bathhouse belonged to each of them, and one of them was makdishit leshamayim. Many of the Talmidim separated themselves from it because they were afraid that it was hektish. If something is a suffik, whether a baby is a suffik b'char adam, i.e. that it needs a pidyon of 5 slaim, or a suffik b'char behema, that it needs pidyon, in these cases we say ha-maitzi me-chavero olav haraya, and the kayin has no right to take the money from the owner. But even though the kayin has no right to take the pidyon, the animal is still osur begiza uva avoida. it's asr to shear or to do work with, since it's a suffik bechar, and it may be hektish. Reb Hamnuna said, and in this case of suffik bechar, that we say, takfa kayin ein maitzi miyadei, if the kayin grabs it, we say, ha maitzi mechavera olav haraya. Since the kayin grabbed it, it's now in his rishus, so for the Yisrael, it becomes ha maitzi mechavera olav haraya, and it's asr begiza uvavoida. The same halacha would apply to the case of the bathhouse, that if someone grabs it, we say, kol di olam gvar, and don't take it away from him. So he makes it hektish, we should be machmer. Rabba says no. If the kayin grabs it, he must give it back, since it always belongs to the Yisrael. Nonetheless, even though it belongs to the Yisrael, it's asr begiza uvavoida, since it's a safik isr. So Rabba holds, takfa kayin might see an isim yada. You actually take it away from him. Taisva says, from here we see that by the case of Shnayim Eichsen, that if one was makdishit and the other was shaisik, it's not considered shtika kahida. Rab Chanina brings a raya to Rabba. If we have a suffik bechor, in a case of suffik pidyon peter chamor, we don't know if it's actually the firstborn or not, he can put it into the pen with all the other animals for meiser behema. We see from here that even though it's a suffik, he can use it for meiser and pater up pidyon. And therefore, we bring a raya, takfa kayin, ein maitzin, miyadai. The Gemara says, maiser behema is only possible if something is a vadai asiri, not a suffik asiri, only if it's truly the tenth animal, but not if it's a suffik if it's the tenth animal. So, if we think it may belong to the kayin, as in the case of takfa kayin, then it can't be used as maiser, since it's suffik asiri. So, if an animal enters a stall and is treated as a potential candidate for maiser, it must be because it's vadai maiser, not suffik maiser. Which proves, like Rabba, takfa kayin might see an isim yadai. Where do we see that if something is a suffik, it can't be considered as a meiser behema? Our answer is, if a person has many animals, and he began his count for meiser behema, and several were already over tachas hashavet, already gone under his staff, i.e. they were counted, but before he reached number 10, one of those that were already counted jumped back into the stall, kafetz echad min hamenuyim, and jumped back with the other remaining animals, all of these animals become putter from Meiser Behema. This is because every animal in the stall may be the jumper that jumped back in. So since all are suffik Meiser, all become putter. So you see, you don't count any one as Meiser, since Asiri Vade Amarachmana, Vele Asiri suffik. The same by suffik Bechor. There's no chi of Meiser. So if we do allow this suffik Bechor into the pen to be treated like the other animals, and we do allow it to be part of the Meiser process, it can only be because it isn't a suffik. It isn't suffik mamon kayin, since if it would be suffik mamon kayin, it would be a suffik bechor, and a suffik can't have a pidyon, only a vadai can. This could only be if we say, takfa kayin might see an isay miyadai. Even if the kayin would grab it, we would take it away from him. The Rambam's view regarding this matter is puzzling and requires clarification, as is brought in Kuntres al-Hadaf. On one hand, with regard to the suffik pidyon petach hamor, the Rambam rules in accordance with the Gemara's conclusion that takfa kayin maitzia naisei miyadei. A kayin who seizes a suffik pidyon petach hamor has to return it, despite the fact that the donkey's status is still undetermined, and there's a possibility that the sheep which he seized is a bona fide pidyon petach hamor and belongs to him. Nevertheless, he must return the sheep since it was seized unlawfully. On the other hand, with regard to suffik bechor, the Rambam rules that takfa kayin ein maitzin miyadei. If a kayin seizes a kosher animal whose firstborn status is not sure, he's permitted to retain it until its owner can ascertain that it definitely is not a bechor and it belongs to him. V'tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Aleph, Simen Shin Yud Aleph, in an attempt to resolve the apparent inconsistency in the Rambam, draws the following distinction between suffik bechor and suffik pidyon peter chamor. The Rashba points out that a kayin is entitled to a bechor at the moment that it's born, whereas a sheep used to redeem a peter chamor initially belongs to its owner, up until the point that the owner uses it to redeem his firstborn donkey. Consequently, explains the Rashba, in a case where there is a suffik regarding the pidyon peter chamor, the owner has a cheskes marakama in his favor, which dictates that since he owned the sheep up until that point, we assume that his ownership continues until a definite change is ascertained, assuming that the status quo was maintained. However, in the case of suffik bechor, the Yisrael, i.e. the owner, has no cheskes marakama, inasmuch as a sheep, if it is in fact a bechor, automatically belonged to the kayin at birth, and it never belonged to the Yisrael. Thus, the Rambam is of the opinion that the kayin is required to return the suffik pidyon petach hamor, which he seized, because the owner has a cheskes marakama in his favor stating that his ownership continued until proven otherwise. However, with regard to Safek Bechor, he rules that whoever is holding the Safek Bechor is permitted to keep it, even if it originated in the Yisrael's possession, and it subsequently was seized by the Kohen, since the Yisrael does not have a Cheskes Marakama supporting him. Daf Zayin. Rav Nachman says, any mammon which can't be taken via Bezdin, if he's makdish it, it can't become hektish. Rabbi Yochanan says, if someone stole something, but the bailim wasn't miyayish, neither can be makdish it, since we say, zelafi she'ena shalai, the zelafi she'ena birshusai. Kinyan sudar is learnt from Rus. The shalaf ish naloi v'nasan l'reyehu. One takes off a garment and gives it to his friend, he can be kind of something. Rabbi Sharsha says, if someone wants to make a kinyan sudar, he should give a garment to the person, which is the size of a cloth, at least 3 etzbais by 3 etzbais, and the kinyan can be chal. Also, if a man gives a get to his wife, and there's a string connected to it, if he can pull the string and yank the get away from his wife, the get is not chal. Ivy Gemara asks, why don't we say the same by kinyan sudar? If he can pull it, then it isn't chal. Gemara answers, by get, there's a special pasuk that says, sefer krisis, a full nesina that is fully separated, has to be used for a kinyan, for a get, which means if there's a string attached, so to say, then that's not considered a full separation. Mashen came by kinyan sudar, you don't need that full separation. The famous case today of kinyan sudar is when a person gives over his chametz to the rav gives him a handkerchief to take, and so on, which is the kinyan we're talking about of kinyan sudar. If two people come to Bezdin holding onto a shtar, a malva and a leiva, each says the shtar is theirs. The malva says, he owes me money, and I have the shtar, it's mine. And the leiva says, I paid him back, so really the shtar belongs to me. Rebbe says, the shtar needs kayama, and then the malva can collect. Rabbi Gamliel says, yachleiku, you split it. However, if a third person finds the shtar, and the shtar had a henpik on it, the seal of Bezdin, the person shouldn't give it to anyone, since we're afraid the loan was paid up already. What do we mean? The malva gave the shtar chayv back to the leiva, because the leiva paid up the loan. And then the leiva lost the shtar. If the malva got hold of the shtar, he might try to come and claim it a second time. Chayshina lepirai. Rabbi Yossi says, the shtar goes back to the chazaka where it was, i.e. to the malva. And we're not afraid of double dipping, since the leiva taka paid back the loan and got the shtar back. If that would have in fact happened, then he would have destroyed it immediately. What leiva would pay back the loan and keep this piece of paper in his house? He would tear it up immediately because he doesn't want to take a chance that the malva would come back and claim a second time. The halacha that we say, if the malva and the leiva come to Bezdin, both holding a shtar, we say achleiku, that's only if they're both holding on to the taifis, which is the standard nusach of the shtar, and the tarif. The tarif is the names, the amount, and the date, the vital facts. But if one is holding the taifis and one is holding the tarif, each gets the value of that part. Tafches. Rabbi Bar Chama said, from our Mishnah it's mashma that if Reuven picks up an aveda to be kainit for his friend Shimon, the kinyan is good for him. He can do this because once he can be kainit for himself, he can be kainit for a friend as well. Migu de zachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre. But once Reuven picks it up for Shimon, Reuven can no longer change his mind and decide to keep it for himself. And halachically, it already belongs to Shimon, regardless of whether or not Shimon is aware of what happened. There's a difference of opinion between the Paiskim as to whether Reuven must verbalize his intent to acquire the item for Shimon, or whether even an unspoken intent is sufficient, as is brought in Al-Adaf. The Sma in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Reish Samachtes, says that Reuven must verbalize his intent, otherwise Shimon does not automatically acquire ownership. The Shach, however, disagrees and asserts that an unspoken intent is sufficient. Thus, if Reuven admits that his mind was set when picking up the item was to acquire it for Shimon, then he cannot retract, independent of whether his intent was verbalized or left unsaid. The Ksais HaChayshin concurs with the Sma's position, based on the principle of Dvarim Shebelev Einim Dvarim. Mere thoughts have no significance. A person has to say something for it to mean something. This principle dictates that if one wishes to attach a condition to a transaction, or wishes to qualify it in any way, he must verbalize his intent. Here too, argues the Ksais, if one wishes to acquire an item for his friend rather than for himself, his intent must be verbalized in order for it to have any significance. The Nesivis, however, concurs with the Shach's position and holds that an unspoken intent is sufficient in that case. If a person sits on a wagon, the Gemara says, that's enough for him to make a kinyan. All he has to do is sit on it, and that's enough. Others say, you at least need to ride the animal in order to be kinyan. And finally, the Gemara says normally one needs meshicha to be kaina a gomel, and he has to lead an animal to be kaina a chamor. Rabbi Yehuda says you bedafka need this exact kinyan for each to be kaina. Daftes. If one person sits on a donkey and one holds the reins, the one on the donkey is kaina the donkey, and the one who's holding the reins is kaina the reins. Rabbi Kahana says since it's not the normal manner for people to ride an animal in the middle of the city, this wouldn't be called a kinyan. But if a person carries a wallet on Shabbos, which normal people don't do, the kinyan is good. The Maratzchias, however, in light of a Gemara in Truma, the Havdalah Amud Beis, questions our Gemara's assumption. Rava, in this Gemara over there, in Truma, the Havdalah Amud Beis, holds that Kol Milsa the Amar Achmana Lay Savid, he Avid Lay Mahani. This means that if the Torah prohibits a certain transaction, and in violation of the prohibition, someone attempts to affect the forbidden transaction anyway, the transaction will not take effect unless the Torah specifies specifically otherwise. Abaye, however, disagrees and says that as a rule, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, the prohibited transaction does take effect. E'ovid mahani. If a person is selling kelim to his friend, and these kelim are on the animal, and the seller says, do meshicha on the animal and be kind of the kelim, can he do this or not? Gemara says he shouldn't be kind of the kelim, since the animal is a chotzer maleches. And since a chotzer maleches can't be watched properly, the kinyan is no good. Mishnah. Reuven was riding an animal and saw a lost object on the ground. He told Shimon to take it. If Shimon then said, it's mine, Shimon is kainit. But if he gave it to Reuven and then he said, it's mine, it's too late and Reuven gets to keep it. And the Gemara says, if someone was collecting peah and said, I'm zeichet this for my friend Moshe, the ani. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he can be zeichet for the ani, since he could become an instant ani himself, be kainit, and since migud zachi lanafshe, zachi nami lechavre. But according to the Chachamim, he must give it to the first ani that he sees. Daf Yud. If a worker finds a metzia, he can keep it, if he's just hired for a specific task. But if he's a full payol, any metzia he finds belongs to the balabayas, since he's like the yad of the balabayas. But a person shouldn't be an eved in the first place, since the pasuk says, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. Avadim heim v'le avadim la avadim. The next mishnah. A person saw a lost object and fell on it, and then someone else took it. Number two is kaina, since number one never made a real kinyan. Gemara says, Reish Lakish b'shem abakayin bardala. If an article falls within 4 amas of a person, he's automatically kainit. But this is only in a rishus harabim, but not in a field of a homeowner. And even though an ani can walk into this field, but that's only to collect peah, not to be kaina something for a friend. Others say, in a rishus harabim, this kinyan of dalat amas does not work, since it's too crowded. But this will work in a simta, in a small side street. Reish Lakish b'shem abakayin bardala said another halacha. A katan, a small young person under the age of our mitzvah, can't be kaina something via kinyan chatzer or through this thing of dalat amas. Each, for example, to be kaina get. This is just like a kayin can't be a shliach, he can't use a chatzer either. But Rabbi Yanai says, a katan can be kaina via kinyan chatzer, since just like he has a yad, he can be kaina as well. Where it says, we paskin ein shliach lidvar avera. If you send a shliach to do an avera, the mishaleach isn't chayev, but the shliach is chayev, since the shliach shouldn't have listened to this person, but should have listened to Hashem, not to his shliach. Divrei harav, divrei hatalmud, divrei mishaimim. If, however, a shliach is forced to do an avera, then the mishaleach is chayev, since what was the shliach supposed to do? Daf Yud Aleph. From Vinasan, we learn that a woman can be kind of a get, not just via her hand, but even in her chatzer. The Mishnah. If the owner of a field sees people running after a metziah, like a stray animal, he can say, let my field be zeicha in it, and he'll be kind of it. And the Gemara says, it's only kind of if he's standing next to the field. Then it's considered a chatzer hamishtameres, and he can be kind of it. Otherwise, he would not be able to be kind of this particular item in the field. Furthermore, the Gemara says that one's chatzer can be kaina for him if it is a chatzer mishtameres, even without his knowledge. For example, one is kaina something of hefker which falls into his yard. An unguarded chatzer, however, is only kaina if the owner is standing next to it. The Rambam says that not only must the owner be standing next to his field in order to be kaina, it's also needed that he verbalize his intent to be kaina. Merely standing there and thinking about it is not enough. Taisus, however, argues and says that saying what he wants to be kaina is not necessary. As long as the owner is standing nearby, he's automatically kaina anything that enters his chatzer. The Gemara says there was a maisa with Rabban Gamliel and the Zakenim, who were in a boat. And Rabban Gamliel had forgotten to take off maisa. So he said, the maisa rishon that I will separate in the future should be given to Yehoshua the Levi, and he will be kaina the grain via the kinyan chatzer. I'll rent him the land right now. Since he was kaina the karka, he could also be kaina the grains via kinyan agav. But a kinyan chatzer wouldn't be a good kinyan, since it's not a chatzer hamishtameris, because these akena were not standing next to the field. Aymed b'tzad sadeu, they weren't standing next to the field. Therefore, it's not a good kinyan. Daf yud beis. By a get, which is not advantageous to the woman, a chatzer can only act as her yad for her, to receive the get, if she is standing next to the field. If she's not next to it, then the field cannot act as her shaliach. The maskana of our sugya, regarding matana, however, is that the chatzer acts as a person's shliach, not as his yad. So therefore, even if a person isn't standing next to the field, he is kaina the matana. In the case of mitzia, if it's a chatzer hamishtameres, if he's standing next to the field, he can be zeich in the mitzia. But if it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, he must be standing next to the field. Otherwise, he can't be kaina. It ends up, the case of get is the most difficult case to be kaina. The case of matana is the easiest kinyan to be kaina, and mitzia is somewhere in the middle. If a person threw a wallet as a matana into the door of a house, and before it landed it flew out a different door, so it never landed on the property of the receiver, then it's not considered a good kinyan. Mishnah. A mitzia found by one's child who's a katan, one's shifcha knanis or evet, or one's wife, belongs to the man. But a mitzia found by an evet ivri, or a wife who's divorced, belongs to the finder, not to him. And the Gemara says, why does the mitzia found by a son who's a katan belong to the father? Shmuel answers, since when he picks it up, he hurries up to bring it to his father. From Shmuel, we see that a katan doesn't have a zechiah for himself min atayra, since if he did have a zechiah, this svara wouldn't be enough to keep him from keeping it. But although min atayra he doesn't have a kinyan mid rabbanan, if he keeps it, one isn't allowed to take it away from him, mipnei darkei shalom. He could get upset and a fight would break out. The Gemara says, by leket, once the first group of aniyim take peris, and the second group take lekute basil lekute, they take leket as well, the grains become nimushis, i.e. hefker. And then, even the ashirim can take the grains. What does the Mishnah say that if he divorced her, the mitzia is hers? It's pshita, of course it's hers if they're divorced. The Gemara answers, since she is a suffik megureshes in this case, i.e. the get was thrown to her, and we're not sure if she received it or not, and Shmuel said any suffik megureshes, a husband is chayav to feed her mezainis, but even so, any mitzia she finds belongs to her anyways. Normally it would belong to him, mishum eva, so there won't be any ill feelings. But since here they're getting divorced, and there are already ill feelings anyway, the chachamim weren't mesaken that he should keep the mitzias mishum eva.